You're with your morning team. WSGW, it's 741.
The name game. Shirley. Shirley, Shirley, Bo Burley, Bo Nana, Fana, Bo Furley, Fee, Fi, Mo Merrily. Shirley. Lincoln. Lincoln, Lincoln, Bo Bingan, Bo Nana, Fana, Bo Bingan, Fee, Fi, Mo Mingan. Lincoln.
That's Shirley Ellis this morning for you on WSGW.
Come on, everybody. I say, now let's play a game.
We are playing a game with you on the morning team, a show with you, along with Pat and Denise and Charlie, through 100.5 and 790, through Siri, through Alexa, through WSGW.com. As this week, we're officially welcoming Denise into the newsroom and the morning team. And yesterday, during the 6:30 segment, we got to play 20 questions. It wasn't 20. It was a few questions.
A few questions.
Just to try and get to know Denise, and kind of like Pat and I were answering questions too, maybe a chance to reintroduce the audience. And we were going to continue that with a few more this morning. You know, and yesterday I said, if any listeners had a question, contact me and let me know, and we'll throw the question out. And so for this segment, it starts out with a question having to do with the name game. Denise Shannon, people have noticed since we put a nice Facebook post up. And by the way, thank you for all those who commented and liked our page and welcomed you through the Facebook posting.
Yep.
Did have one person question the spelling of Denise. D-E-N-Y-S-E. Most people I would say probably would say I-S-E.
Yep.
But it's Y.
I get that all the time.
So is
I've
there...
had I have had people say, you spell your name wrong. I didn't do it.
is there a story, or is it just
yeah,
that?
Actually, there is. My mom, when I was born, my parents picked my name, and my mom said she went to have me baptized, and the priest wouldn't baptize me unless she changed the spelling of my name, because evidently there's a saint named Saint Denis, and I've found out since then that it doesn't make any difference whether it's an I or a Y, but this guy was just adamant about the fact that she needed to change my name. So she did. So it was changed from an I to a Y on my birth or my baptismal certificate.
And I was gonna say, that's...
later on, changed permanently.
Oh, you did get it done the person. Yeah. So originally it was with an I.
Originally it was.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah. But in the Catholic Church, we have to have saints' names, and Denise and Lynn are not saints' names, I guess.
So it is officially
I don't know.
D-E-N-Y-S-E.
Yes.
Well, thank you for listening.
I like that spelling.
Yeah. It works. And
I get a lot of comments. A couple of times I've heard people just say, why do you spell your name wrong?
I still find that funny.
Because I want to.
Because I can. It makes it really hard to get a monogram to anything, you know. You can't get anything with my name spelled correctly on it. So.
Well, and for your name, and there are others too, this is why I always ask whenever I talk to people and they give me a name that you would think is, I don't want to say is normally spelled because you have a traditional spelling maybe, but it's, a lot of names are spelled differently these days.
Yeah, especially
sure.
These days.
Well, even for me, I have to remind people. For Charlie, I put an I-E at the end, not an E-Y.
Oh,
so I can be a little difficult.
Isn't that Charlie Brown does it the same way,
Charlie Brown
right?
does it that
That's
way.
That's what
yes.
I thought. So.
Yes,
yeah.
He does do it that way.
All right.
There are some who do put an E-Y. But, hey, as long as you got the Charlie part, I guess. For all the names I've been called. Pat, though, is pretty traditional.
No, very traditional, yeah. I think
very
that's just
a, P-A-T.
My, yes.
Okay.
My mother wanted an Irish name.
Yep.
For her Irish son. So there you go. That was it. However, though, she was overruled on what she wanted my middle name to be. My dad just said, hey, you can give him his first name. I'm not allowing you to give him the middle name. Thankfully. It would have been...
Please tell us.
Homer.
Really?
Yes. Don't. Yes, it would have been Homer. Yeah.
Family name?
No. I don't even know where my mom came up with that one. And my dad said, okay, hold on. Wait. I'll let you name him his first name, and then he said, "No, we're going to name him Christopher." It was a great uncle of mine who was a school teacher back in the day. So my dad said, "No, we're going to have him be Christopher." So there you go. So my mom got the first, and my dad got the second.
And you have thanked the family relation, Christopher, ever since.
Yeah, I have. Yes, yes.
No disrespect to any Homers listening in the audience.
I don't know.
Born to the town of.
I don't mind the town of Homer. It's fine. I do not want to be. Can you imagine being Homer Simpson when I was in middle school when The Simpsons got started in 87, 88. That would have been
That wouldn't
horrible.
Have been easy.
Yeah.
That would have been.
Another question, by the way, from a listener. Listening yesterday and heard you mention, we were just talking about you have an attachment to Michigan State.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody was wondering when you were a Spartan when and what was your official degree?
Actually, I was a Spartan. I went from 2001 to 2004, and I got my master's degree in journalism at Michigan State.
Somebody's actually using a degree and what they actually have their degree.
Yes. Yeah. Actually, my undergrad degree was in journalism at Central Michigan University. So I'm a Chip and a Spartan.
All right. Very good.
That's right.
But no attachment to the Maize and Blue.
Not well. My nephew goes there.
Okay.
I'll count that.
It's good enough. That's good enough. Okay. Must make some fun when you have the Michigan State game coming up.
Sure. Well, his parents are both Spartans too.
Oh boy. Yeah. Oh boy. Okay.
Yeah.
So definitely more green and white with Denise than there is Maize and Blue.
Yes.
That's right.
Let's see. Do you have time for a couple of more questions here? Yes. I'll just throw a few things out myself. Again, kind of just getting to know. This happens to be, I know from past conversations that we have had for Pat, you and I, this happens to be our favorite time of the year, the favorite season.
Yes, of course.
We are autumn people. There are four seasons to choose from, Denise. Which season do you choose as your favorite?
Sailing. There's sailing season, and then there's bad sailing season. This is bad sailing season.
So, for example, this is bad sailing season.
That's right.
This particular time.
Small craft advisories today.
So, spring, summer, and fall as much as possible.
I love the fall, but only until the leaves are gone, and then it just gets gray and ugly. So,
right.
Yeah. I think I got it. All right, we'll put Denise down for sailing season. I like that.
That's a good one.
It's a very good answer. Very good answer. All right. We didn't ask about any hobbies.
Oh.
No. For example, we were talking yesterday. I enjoyed playing. Well, baseball is my passion, but I enjoyed playing men's hockey. Pat certainly loves playing his tennis and involved in a lot of different other sports, watching and cheering on.
Yes.
Is there anything in particular that Denise would say is a hobby?
Bicycling.
Oh, there you go.
This year was the first year that I got to ride the Delmac, and it was an amazing 5-day bike ride from Lansing to the Mackinac Bridge.
Oh, wow. And that's cool.
What an accomplishment.
Yes. That's remarkable. Oh, cool.
That was awesome. But I love bicycling and I love being outdoors. I'm gardening and usually I'm outdoors more than indoors. And anybody who visits my house can tell.
So. Those are good hobbies. And putting Pat and I to shame.
Yeah. Oh.
5 days bicycling.
Yeah. 50. I think the shortest day was 54 miles. The longest was 67.
Huh.
So, and I know there were... On that ride, it was amazing because there was a guy that was 96 years old, I think, was the oldest, and he rode 4 days from Lansing to Mackinac 100 miles a day, which puts me to shame. So, yeah.
Okay.
Every time we ask a question, we are further down the ladder, Pat.
Yes, we are.
I don't know. Playing hockey, I don't know.
I'm on the ice. I don't know if I'm playing, but I'm on hockey. Art Lewis is called in. Art Lewis, are you weighing in with us this morning on the morning show?
What? Yes, for a couple of reasons. First of all, I wanted to welcome Denise to the family.
Thank you.
And I'm curious what led her to journalism.
Gosh. My mom has called me Nosy Rosie for my entire life, so I think it was probably a destiny. So.
Because you do have to be a little nosy to be in journalism.
Of course.
Yes.
You do. And
welcome to my world.
Yeah. It's kind of funny. When my son was younger, there was a house fire not too far from our house, and he said, "Mom, grab your camera. We got to go." Because he knew me that well.
Right.
Welcome aboard.
Well, thank you, Art.
Very good, Art. Thank you for weighing in. That was a good question, too, to figure that out.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have more. on the morning shows. Again, we're having a chance to have some fun getting to know Denise. So you know Denise, too, here on WSGW.